Hey everyone, just taking a quick 15 seconds to let you know that my new book, The Fitness Mindset, Eat for Energy, Train for Attention, Manage Your Mindset, and Reap the Results, which hit the bestseller list within 24 hours of its release, is now available to buy on Amazon. So if you're looking for everything you need to get into incredible shape and the mindset to keep it forever, be sure to check it out. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset. With your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode is going to be a little bit more of a mindset episode. Again, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's picked up my best-selling book, The Fitness Mindset. The reviews, over 300 five-star reviews on Amazon, bestseller list for nearly 9 weeks. So a massive thank you to everybody who's picked it up. And this episode is basically based on the fact that the mindset section of the book had so much incredible feedback. So for those of you that don't know, the first half of the book is all fitness. So everything you need to get into amazing shape, your nutrition, your training, your supplements, your sleep, alcohol, hydration, and then the second half of the book is all mindset. So all the things that you need to stay in incredible shape, making sure you're dealing with stress, anxiety, worry, creating the right habits, having the right why, setting goals, and then some general life tips that I gave that helped me stay on track with everything that I do in my life. So a massive thank you to everybody who's picked that up, and even more so for those of you who reviewed it. I appreciate it so much. I've read every single one. So today's episode is a little bit building on those ideas from the mindset section in terms of how to get in shape and stay in shape long term. It's that time of the year now in September where it's a little bit harder to stay on track because you don't have the events, you don't have the weddings, you don't have the festivals or the holidays that you're looking forward to and staying on track with in terms of goal setting. And September is a notorious month for people taking it easy until the clocks go back in October, and then people tend to get back into a fitness regimen because there's not an awful lot else to do for the end of October, month of November. But people up to that point can fall off. So this episode is hopefully in a good timely fashion to help people and help you that's listening to stay on track over the month of September, into October, into November, and on track long term. So hopefully you guys get a load of value from this episode. So the five mindset rules for getting in shape and staying in shape. The first one that I found that is absolutely crucial, and this goes for every area of life. Today's going to be a mindset episode that ties into fitness, that ties into relationships, that ties into business, because how you do anything is how you do everything. And one of the reasons that I love fitness so much is it's a metaphor for how to achieve anything in life. Setting goals, doing it every day, making sure that you're eating the right foods, that you're going to the gym, that you're getting your workouts done. All of these things that quote unquote lead to success in terms of getting into the body or getting body composition that you want translates into every area of your life. If you do the same thing with a business, you're going to have a successful business. If you do the same thing with a relationship, you're going to have an amazing relationship where you're showing up every day, you're putting in the work, you're being there for that person. All of these things translate directly over. The same for anyone that's a father or a mother, being there for your kids. How you do anything is how you do everything. So that's why I love fitness so much. But one of the key qualities that people need to adapt in terms of long-term success with everything you do in life is being patient. One of the things that I found, and one of the reasons that fad diets and juice diets and bar diets and slimming diets and whatever it is are so popular, is they're sold as the silver bullet, as the quick fix. And the truth is, one of the things that I live my life by, that if something sounds too good to be true, it normally is. If somebody tells you you can get six-pack abs and you're at 30% body fat and you can have a six-pack in 6 weeks, there's probably not a lot of truth to that. Or if there is, you're going to have some form of negative rebound. The same as any girl in before and after you see in a magazine may not have been the true before and after. I was in the middle of the fitness industry. For those of you who followed me a while, you know I was a professional fitness model. I traveled the world doing bodybuilding and doing photo shoots as a fitness model. And there's a lot of shady stuff in the fitness industry that we don't see. A lot of the before and after photos that you see, some of them have been taken on the same day and they've been airbrushed and they've been edited. I actually know of people in the States that get paid. The before and after pictures that you see in magazines, normally the before picture is the after and the after picture is before. What happens is, and this is something that having been in the middle of it, what they do in certain supplement companies and certain companies is they'll pay a tremendously athletic guy or girl to take their photo and then pay them to get out of shape so they can take a before and after. That is something that's been done for years and is finally starting to come to the forefront of the fitness industry, that people realize that these before and afters are actually fake. And it's sold on the premise that my supplement is what's going to fix you. And I've been conned. I've bought every fat burning supplement under the that was on the market for probably a 5 or 6 year period, the same weight gainers, because I thought it would make me look like this guy that was on the magazine, or now the guy that's on Instagram or the girl that's on Instagram in modern day technology. But the truth is, getting the body composition and staying in shape and getting in shape full stop is being patient with it and enjoying the process. Like, I love the Buddha quote that if you can't be happy at the destination, if you can't be happy on the journey, how are you going to be happy at the destination? And your fitness needs to be the same thing. If you hate the nutritional strategy you're following and you hate the training program that you're doing, realistically, you're not going to stick with that long term because you don't enjoy doing it. One of the reasons that I have my coach, myself and Emma, work on my coaches, particularly my Top 50 program, is trying to adapt nutrition and training to people so it fits into their lifestyle and their schedule so that you're able to do it long term. It's the old adage that if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach a man a fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. When you're able to change your mindset and change the way you see your training and the way you see your nutrition and the way you see the foods you're eating, when you shift your mindset on that around eating those foods that are in alignment with your goals that you enjoy, you end up just eating that way, and it's not a diet you're following. When you're following a diet, you come off diets. The key to long-term nutritional strategy is being including foods that you enjoy that you can stick to long-term that are in alignment with your specific goals. And that comes down with being patient, finding, educating yourself with what foods, or educating yourself with your trainer or a coach, what foods are good for your body, and then how to time them properly. The truth is, if there was one diet that everybody followed and you'd get lean and skinny or you'd get big and jacked, everybody would follow that nutritional plan and everybody would look the way they want to look. That's not the key to long-term success. The key is going to be making sure that you include those foods that you enjoy, you do a training program that you enjoy, and then you trust the process over time. When you love the journey, like I use myself, and I'll use myself because you're your own best example, the way that I look now, when I still walk around at 10-11% body fat, 82, 83 kilos, like I stay in pretty good shape, largely down to the process. And since I stopped competing and I stopped comparing myself to other people, and I talked about it in my book, I love the Theodore Roosevelt quote, that comparison is the thief of joy. And since I stopped comparing myself to other people and fallen back in love with the process, you stay in good shape because you're making healthier food choices. You're making good training choices because you understand your body. I talked in the training section of the book on working for time under tension, using high intensity cardio, depending on whatever serves you best for your training, your specific goals. But when you love the process, you end up getting to the end result. You end up getting to the destination and you don't even realize you've got there. Because when your end goal is a six pack, or your end goal is to get your glutes bigger, your end goal is to feel more confident when you walk into a room because you're able to fit into that dress you wanted, that comes down to loving the process and then being patient as a result. When you go for something quick fix and you try and plaster over it with a fad diet or a juice diet, and by all means, if you go on a fad diet or a juice diet where you eat 600-700 calories a day, you will lose weight. You'll probably lose a lot of muscle with that. You'll lose a lot of water too, but you will definitely lose weight. What happens is your downregulation of your ghrelin, your leptin, your satiation and your hunger hormones can lead you to that rebound. So it's when you start at 50 kilos, you get down to 45 and then you rebound back at 52 or 53. So now you're heavier than you were when you started. So being patient and loving the process is what's going to be key. Again, by all means, follow programs and work on other coaches' programs, my program, your own ones that you create, ones that are online. By all means, follow programs and switch it up so that your body isn't getting stagnant in what you're doing. But be patient in the long-term result and not look for a quick fix. Some guys will go down the steroid route. Some guys, which effectively isn't a quick fix either. All steroids will do, largely, again, there's different variations. All steroids will do is massively improve your body's ability to recover. You still have to train, but it just means that you'll recover so that you you can hit every workout 100% as opposed to having to deload. It's the equivalent to taking extreme fat burners where you don't diet or you go on a bad diet. The silver bullet, when people are trying to sell you something or sell you an idea that sounds too good to be true, it normally is. You're not going to change your body composition. If you've been overweight and obese all your life, you're not going to get a six pack in 6 weeks. If you're someone that's been on every plan and you've been rotating different programs and you're just trying to get that last bit into your glutes, you're probably not going to get that in 2 weeks. You may need a longer period of time finding what works for you. But the key is being patient about that. The analogy I use in my book is, if I came to you and said, I want to learn Spanish, but I want to be fluent in 6 weeks, and I've never spoken Spanish in my life, you tell me that it's probably going to be pretty hard and more likely that you're not going to get it done. But if I told you I want to come and I want to be fluent in Spanish in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, then it becomes very, very possible. Getting in shape is the same. If you've been overweight all your life, getting in shape, you're not going to get a six pack or you're not going to get a flat tummy in 6 weeks. If you're somebody that's been carrying body fat around your stubborn region because you've had 3 kids or you were overweight once upon a time when you were in school, you're not going to get a six pack in 3 weeks by doing a couple of ab exercises. You're going to need to build a strategy that's specific towards that goal so that you're lowering your stubborn body fat, you're building your abs underneath, you're building your abdominis ambitus, you're making sure you're building your obliques, your serratus, so that when your body fat is low, or you have more shape there and you have a 6 or an 8 pack or whatever way you're genetically coded for your abs to adapt and change. So the truth is, always being patient and remembering that getting there is harder. Getting into amazing shape, and I always use the analogy for getting a 6 pack, and it's the same for girls wanting to get in a flat tummy or build a bigger bum or build their shoulders. It's kind of like pushing a big tire up against a wall. It takes a lot to get it moving and get it going in the beginning. Like they say that a rocket ship's energy and fuel takes 80% just to leave the ground, and then the rest of it, the other 20%, is when it's in its atmosphere. Everything is harder at the beginning. It's a basic law of physics. An object at rest will stay at rest until moved by an external force. An object in motion will stay in motion until stopped by an external force. Newton came up with those laws hundreds of years ago, and now we follow them, and fitness is the same. Pushing something up a hill is hard to get moving, but it's very easy to keep it there or to keep it moving. That's how getting in shape is. It's making sure that you're doing the right things every single day. Charlie Munger says, step by step we get ahead, not necessarily in fast spurts. You can do the right things every single day with your nutrition and your training, and then loving the process, you're going to get to the end destination and you're going to be able to keep it long term, so you're not just following a fad diet or a fat burner or a steroid cycle or whatever it is for 6 weeks that's going to plaster over where the problems are and is going to give you a whole host of problems out the other side. Okay, the next one then is one of the main sections in my book for goal setting, and that's finding a strong enough why. Like, the how means nothing until you have a why, because your how will always come about if you know what it is you want. If you know you want a six pack, if you know you want to drop 3 dress sizes, if you know you want to improve your sporting performance and get more muscle, but you're faster to the ball if you're a GA or a sports person, if you know what you want, the how will open up, regardless of your belief system, whether you believe in the reticular activation system of the cognitive neuroscience of your brain, or you believe in the law of attraction from The Secret, the law of attraction with action I'm a bigger fan of, because the law of attraction by itself doesn't do anything, but the law of attraction with action, regardless of your belief system, if you know what you want, the how will become clear. Our reticular activation system, and I've spoken about this in other podcasts, is your internal brain's GPS. It's what tells your brain to focus on. So for example, if you have a new pair of Nike shoes, when you walk into the gym, you spot those shoes and everybody else that has them in the gym. That's your reticular activation system focusing on the things that are important to you at that moment in time, and focusing on the things that are in your reality in this moment in time. But you can hack that. If you know that you want to get into bigger shape, you want to get bigger muscles in your shoulders, or you want to get a bigger bum, or you want to flatten your stomach, or you want to improve your sport and performance by building more muscle. If you know what you want, the how will become clear. They say that Buddha quote, that the teacher will appear when the student is ready. The how will become clear, but you need to have a why, because that's what's going to keep you going on the days you don't want to do it. Like, I use it, for example, in my book. I'm not a morning person, and by all means, I would happily sleep through 10 alarms, but my why for getting up in the morning is my little girl, Holly. I have my own business, I have my own company, I have people working for me, and if I don't get up and do the work, I can't put a roof over her head or food into her mouth. And that's an extreme case, and I'm in a very fortunate position, but that's what gets me out of bed every morning. You may need a different why. Your why for getting in shape may be a negative comment or a jibe that somebody had aimed in your direction once. It may be just wanting to attract another partner or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or someone who you find more physically attractive. Your why may be completely different. For some people it's big, for some people it's small. It doesn't matter. I've had guys come through my GA Lean Body program that were 17, 18 years old, and I'm like, okay, focus on the girl you want. I'm like, when you don't want to go off your nutrition, focus on the girl that you want to attract. And those kind of whys can keep you going on the days you don't want to. Motivation, and I spoke about this in a video recently, that motivation is bullshit. Motivation just gets you going. It's creating the habits that keep you going long term and keep you on the path to success. To get motivated, you just plug in your favorite song, or you put on a video by somebody that inspires you, or you listen to something that gets you ramped up. That doesn't keep you going long term, but creating the right habits and finding the right why, that's what's going to keep you going long term. So what I would advise is, it's effectively goal setting, that you know why you're doing something and you know why you're working towards it. Because if you want to lose body fat so you're more attractive when you walk into a club or walk into a room, that's going to get you out of bed at 6 a.m. if you need to go to the gym. That's going to get you to the gym at 6 p.m. if you're tired after work. Use your why on the days you don't want to do it, and that is going to support you long term in every aspect of your life, in anything that you want to do. Okay, the next one then ties directly into that. It's going to be creating habits. And I spoke about in my book that the truth of long-term success in the majority of people is the combination of creating the right daily habits on top of having a strong why. Aristotle said we are what we repeatedly do. So greatness isn't a skill, it's Aristotle said we are what we repeatedly do. So to create anything that you want, it's what you do every single day. The University of London says that it takes 66 days to create and form a new habit. So if you find that after 2-3 weeks you're still finding it hard to make your food a certain way, or you're finding it hard to go to the gym, remember that it takes 66 days scientific studies to form a new habit before it becomes embodied within you. And the truth is, regardless of what you want to do in your life, it's going to be the steps you take every single day. I love the book by Darren Hardy called The Compound Effect, where he talks about all the effects of doing the right things day after day and their long-term effect on life over a certain period of time. So if you're eating the right foods every single day, if you're going to the gym or doing your workouts on the designated days that you're supposed to, if you're using supplements that are supporting your goals every single day and they're becoming habits, it's all working through the process. The key to long-term success is the habits. I can tell you where you're going to be in 5 years by what you do with your time off. I can tell you where you're going to be in 10 years by the people you surround yourself with. That's how important it is to create the right daily habits and surround yourself with the right people that are supporting you on the end goal, because if they're not, it's so easy to fall off track. You're going to go through your whole life with people naysaying and being negative and telling you can't do something or you shouldn't do something. I've had girls and clients that I've worked with who've had family members, boyfriends, husbands, and the same in some guys' cases, where they're not getting the support from the people closest to them. And that's very, very difficult, because that adds up every single day. And when you have somebody working against you in terms of giving you resistance for wanting to change your life in a positive way, that's very, very difficult to take, because it pulls you back. You have to be strong enough and use your why on those days, so that when you change this perspective and you get to where you want to get to, those people's opinions will change. That is what happens all through life, that people will change their opinions and perspectives when the situation changes. I had a girl that I was working with once, and I remember our first workout. This was back when I used to do one-to-one training, probably 3 years ago. Our first workout was going up and down stairs in the gym. That was it. We did it like 4 times, took the hour, and because she was out of breath, she was very overweight, very obese at the time. Now, she sent me a photo last week of herself in a bikini for the first time ever. because she's now in a position where she's created the new habits. She had that resistance from her family initially that they were trying to stuff chocolate and cake into her face when she was trying to eat her sweet potato and she was trying to eat her salmon, and they'd never eaten that food in her house. She was met with that resistance. But now, 3 years later, her family members are coming to her for advice because the opinions have changed because she came out the other side. People are going to go through your whole life doing that. I've spoken on another podcast in the past how I was met with that resistance when I quit teaching to go into personal training, into fitness full time. And as a result, having a best-selling book, having a number one podcast, having a successful business, having all of these things, the same people that call me stupid and told me that I couldn't do it or shouldn't do it or wouldn't do it or wouldn't succeed are the same people now, when the reality has given more evidence, will tell you that I knew you were going to do it because the opinions changed. It doesn't matter who you are or what you're doing in life. People are going to give a fucking opinion on everything that you do. It's up to you whether you choose to accept that opinion and then let that opinion become your reality. That's your choice. So I would offer here is somebody that's been through it and continually comes through it, but you come out the other side stronger, and then you can use it as reference points for everything that you do, is doing the right things every single day, not letting the resistance from other people stop you, and using your why and combining it with creating the habits of doing the right thing every single day to lead you towards long-term success. Okay, the next one then is one of the things that I base my entire life philosophy off, and that's the be, do, have model. I spoke about this in the book as well, that our society in general now has a have, do, be model. When I have this, I can do that and I can become this person. So if I have a nice car, I can do the nice things, like drive up to outside a club, and then I can become successful in the eyes of my mate. That model is completely out of balance because it's letting external things dictate the person you become. When you let external things like a car or your physique or your body or your partner or the things that you have dictate who you are, then you're always going to need something external to give you the confidence to be the person that you are. When I was competing and I was dealing with my height of anxiety and the way that I looked and my own body dysmorphia, I put everything that I was, again, it's completely subjective, there was way worse things going on in the world, but sometimes you can't see the forest amongst the trees because you're so tunnel vision on what you're doing. And I was so focused on the unhappiness with the way that I looked that I couldn't see what else was going on. I also couldn't see the good parts of my body, which is crazy when you think back, but this is how we are and this is how people are. We start putting our external person and who we are into something that we can't change. The way that we look, the clothes that we wear, the car that we drive, that's not who you are. That's something you have. When something you have dictates who you become, then you're fucked. Because there's nothing you can do, because that external thing can always be taken away. That six pack that I had, and being the most leanest guy or being the biggest guy, that external thing can be taken away. You can get an injury. If I didn't eat well for a few days, I'd feel bloated, and then I would feed this negative feedback loop of, oh, right, I gotta double train harder now, I gotta get bigger, I gotta get leaner. And I was putting all my self-worth into the way that I looked. And a lot of people do it in some way, shape, or form, where they put their self-worth into their job title. They put their self-worth into what their fucking mum or dad says about them. They put their self-worth into the way that what they look. The truth is, everybody has something else to offer. And when you start putting your self-worth into an external thing that can be taken away from you, or an external thing that you can't control long-term, you are setting yourself up for being miserable long-term as somebody that came through it and came out the other side. When you become the person that you need to be and you wait for reality to catch up, that's where all the gold is. When you want to be leaner, if you want to have a six pack, if you want to have a bigger bum and you want to feel more confident and sexy when you're with your partner or you're in a pub or a bar or a club, you need to become that person and then wait for reality to catch up. What will happen is your reticular activation system in your brain will start focusing on all the things that are going to support that envision of you. But you have to make the choice first. You have to become the person first. You have to not let the things that are external dictate who you are and give you your self-worth. Because if you do that, you're going to be fucking miserable. We really overcomplicate life. The truth is, if you want to be happier, find the things that make you happier, do more of it. Find the things and people that make you unhappy, do less of it. That is, and again, I'm a victim of this, and the reason that I speak it with such ferociousness that I speak it with is because I lived it. I was putting my self-worth and my happiness into external things, into the car that I drove, into the body that I had, into the clothes that I wore. When you do that, you're always going to need something external to give you your happiness from within. And when you have this anxiety, when you have this stress, when you have this not happy with the way you look, that's the figurative death by a thousand cuts in terms of elevating cortisol, elevating stress, which is going to stop you getting into the shape that you want. It's going to stop you having the mental health that you want, and it's going to stop you getting to the life that you want. So my advice would be, as somebody that came out the other side and I live this every single day now, is become the person you want to be and wait for reality to catch up. Because when you trust the process and you trust the thing that you're doing and you're enjoying every single day, you're creating the right habits, you have a strong why. When you're doing every single thing right, or 80% of the time everything right, that's working towards the end goal, it's only a matter of time before reality catches up with that version of you, because you start living and you start acting as that person, and then the universe or the reticular activation system of consciousness, whatever label you want to put on it, catches up with you, and then you can be the person you want to be and have all the things you want to have, but your self-worth isn't tied to it. Okay, and the last one then is reframing failure and turning it into feedback. The truth is, life is long. And Charlie Munger says that to get what you want, you have to deserve what you want. And I'm a firm believer in that the time is going to pass anyways. And I'll regularly get met with resistance when people ask me, how long have you training? I'll tell them I've been 17 years lifting weights. I've been however many years reading. And they'll go, oh, that's a long time. And I'm like, well, the time's going to pass anyways. So you may as well do the right things every single day that's going to support the version of the person that you want to become. Whether that's your physique, whether that's your mindset, whether that's your job, whether that's your relationships. The time is going to pass. So you may as well do the right things. And one of the biggest things for that is going to be reframing failure so that you don't see failure as something that you are. It's an external thing that happens. And when you can reframe it into it being feedback on how you can get better, that's where all the gold is. Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, is famous for saying that he didn't fail 9,099 times in trying to invent the light bulb. He found 9,999 ways that didn't work. That's a reframe of failure, because every failure you have is moving you one step closer to where you want to be and who you want to be. Every nutritional plan, if you're somebody that's gone through every fad diet and you haven't got there, you're getting closer every single time. You're going to be consuming information that's hopefully supporting you. You're getting direct feedback that if you do a fad diet or if you do a high-end fat burner, that you're probably going to rebound out the other side. You have direct feedback on that quote-unquote failure, where some people will take that information and go, well, you just can't get in shape. It's impossible. Nothing is fucking impossible. Impossible is the limitation that you've set yourself. All limitations are self-created. We all create them and we all do it. Like, certain people do it in their business life. Certain people do it in relationships. Certain people do it in fitness. If somebody else on this planet has done it, it is not impossible. There's literally a blueprint somewhere of somebody that's done it. Like Brandon Mull says that the smart people learn from their mistakes, the really sharp ones learn from the mistakes of others. There's no new problem out there. It's been written down. You just have to go out there and find it. So the truth is, you can copy the people that are in the position that you want to be in and get similar results. One of the reasons that I've been very fortunate to be able to scale my business in the way that I have is I literally read business books and biographies of people who've been there before me, and I copy what they do. Serve more people, provide more value, give as much to the world as you can, and the law of reciprocity will come back. Success leaves clues. And when you're reading autobiographies and you're reading books and you're consuming information about those people, you start to, their ideas start to become your ideas, and then you start to have the results that they have. If you want to get into better shape, follow the people that are in tremendous shape, particularly when it's in alignment with your goals, or work with those people who have the information on how to get you into tremendous shape. You know, by all means, and I'm the first one to say, there's some incredible fitness programs out there. There's some incredible personal trainers out there. And if you're somebody that's looking to lose body fat and get a bikini body, finding somebody or finding a trainer, finding a coach or finding a program and going through that with 100% intensity is probably going to get you good results. The same way as the GA players that work with me realistically, I'm going to be the go-to guy if you want to change your body composition and improve your sporting performance, because that's my bread and butter. It's my expertise, and it's where I spend a lot of my time and focus, because that I was that guy. I was that 17-year-old. I was that 22-year-old that wanted to build a six-pack, that wanted more muscle, but also wanted to improve my GEA game. So I'm able to serve those people. Success leaves clues. So when you reframe failure and realize that every step you take is just one more way that didn't work, every relationship you've been in, every terrible date you've been on, is one closer to meeting the person that you're supposed to be with. And when you merge it with becoming the person that deserves that success, nothing can stop you. When you merge all of these things together, and today has kind of gone into a mindset, life, fitness, and I kind of woven between the four or the three, and I've just jumped between them. But the truth is, how you do anything is how you do everything. When you reframe failure, every workout that didn't work, every supplement you took that didn't support you, every diet you followed is one step closer to the one that's going to support you long term. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So when you merge all of these things together, when you have a why, when you create your habits, when you become the person and wait for reality to catch up, when you do the right things every single day, and when you make sure you reframe your failure as something that happens external and is not something you are. If you've ever said to yourself, oh, I'm a failure or I can't do something, he who said he can and he who said he can't is both usually right. One of my favorite quotes from Confucius: if you tell yourself you can't, you're right. If you tell yourself you can, you're right. Because what will happen is your mind will open up to the reticular activation system, or the universe will start to give you everything you want, but you have to make the decision, and you have to tell yourself that you can, and you have to make sure that failure isn't something that stops you, because failure is an external thing. It's something that happens to you. It's not who you are. So when you combine all of these things together, you can get into tremendous shape, you can get the job that you want, you can get the life that you want, you can get the relationship that you want, but it starts with you. You take ownership of these things. Don't take the shortcuts and realize that the work comes within you. There is no silver bullet. There is no this diet is the one that gets you shredded. There is no this training program is the one that gets you jacked. It's finding the things that work for you and then doing the right things every single day, becoming that person, reframing failure, having a strong why, and then using that to work for whatever area of life that's going to support and serve you. Okay, that's the end of today's episode. Hopefully you guys got a load of value from this. Be sure to hit me up on DM on Instagram or comment on the post on Instagram. I spend a lot of time on there. So my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube's all Brian Keane Fitness. My programs, my Top 50 program, my GA Lean Body program, and now my new GA Youth program. More information on that's all on www.briankeanefitness.com. My Snapchat, BrianK019. And a massive thank you to Colm and Foxonic, who puts together all my episodes. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.